Welcome in. Today we're building a Dubwise Atmosphere playbook in Ableton Live 12, beginner-friendly, with a really classic jungle and old-school DNB mindset. The whole concept is simple. In this music, atmosphere isn't just background. It's an instrument. It's the glue between the breaks, the bass, and the story of the track. And the workflow we're using is the secret weapon. We'll jam ideas fast in session view, like launching scenes as a DJ, then we'll record that performance straight into arrangement view. So it turns into an actual intro, a drop support layer, and a breakdown wash. All right, open Live 12 and let's set the room up. First, set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. If you want the classic rolling energy, set it to 172. Time signature stays 4/4. Now, up in the top left, set global quantization to 1 bar. That means when you launch clips and scenes, Live will wait until the next bar line, so everything feels tight and musical. Now create your tracks. Make an audio track and name it Atmos Main. If you want an extra lane for odd hits and ear candy, make another audio track called Atmos FX, but that's optional. Then create two return tracks. Return A is going to be DUB delay. Return B is going to be dark verb. Quick teacher note, returns are a big part of that jungle space. Instead of every clip having a totally different reverb and delay, returns give you one consistent shared room and one consistent shared delay. That's how you get that cohesive dub mixer feel. Next, let's grab atmosphere sources with a sampling mindset. Don't overthink it. You can use a vinyl crackle loop, room tone, rain, old film ambience, a pad loop, a chord tail, or even a tiny vocal fragment like yeah or pull up, but used quietly like dust, not like a lead. Here's a super practical beginner approach. Drag a longer ambience file into arrangement view first. Listen through it. Find an interesting section that feels like a mood. Highlight 8 to 16 bars and consolidate it using CMD or Ctrl J. Now you've got a neat clip. Drag that clip into session view. Aim for a few target lengths. An 8-bar loop is perfect for intros and breakdowns. A 2-bar loop is great as a repeating bed. And one-shots are for little events. A stab, a breath, a texture hit, a ghost vocal. This is going to matter later because we're going to follow a rule that stops clutter instantly. One bed plus one event. One continuous layer. One intermittent layer. That alone makes your atmosphere sound intentional instead of messy. Now let's do warp settings, because warp can either make Atmos feel alive or weird and wobbly in a bad way. Click an auto clip. Turn warp on if it isn't already. For pads and non-rhythmic ambience, set warp mode to complex or complex pro. If you use complex pro, keep formants subtle. The goal is natural, not cartoon. For noise and vinyl hiss, switch warp mode to texture. Then adjust grain size. Try something like 80 to 200 milliseconds for a smooth smear instead of a grainy stutter. And here's your authenticity move. For some non-rhythmic atmospheres, you can turn warp off so they free run. Old jungle often feels slightly alive, slightly loose. The trick is controlled looseness. If you do turn warp off, just make sure the start of the clip is clean and starts on the grid so you're not fighting timing for no reason. Cool. Now we build the dub engine. Return A, dub delay. On return A, drop an echo. Set the time to 1/4 note to start. Feedback around 35 to 55%. Turn on the echo filter, high pass it around 200 to 400 Hz, and low pass it around 3 to 6K. That keeps the delay from stepping on your sub and your bright cymbals. Add a tiny bit of modulation if you want wobble, but keep it subtle. After echo, add saturator. Drive about 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is a big jungle trick. Saturating the delay makes it feel like hardware, and it keeps it present without needing to be loud. Then add utility at the end. You can try widening a little, like 120 to 160%, but if it starts feeling facey, back it off. Set the return gain so it's musical, not dominating. Now return B, dark verb. Add hybrid reverb or regular reverb if you want simple. Choose a darker hall or plate vibe. Decay can be anywhere from 3 to 8 seconds. For DNB intros you can go longer, but we'll control it later. Set pre-delay to about 10 to 30 milliseconds. Inside hybrid reverb, use the EQ. Low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, and high cut around 6 to 10K so it stays moody, not splashy. After that, add an auto filter set to low pass, with a cutoff roughly between 6 and 12K to keep the reverb dark. Then finish with utility. Width maybe 130 to 170%, but again, don't go crazy. Wide is a spice, not the meal. Starting send levels from your Atmos clips, send to delay around minus 18 to minus 10 dB, and to reverb around minus 20 to minus 8 dB. We'll tweak by ear, but that puts you in the right zone. Now we build the channel chain on Atmos main, the Dub Atmos rack vibe. First, EQ 8, high pass around 80 to 150 Hz. You're protecting the sacred sub lane. If it sounds boxy, dip gently around 250 to 400. Then auto filter, set it to low pass, resonance around 10 to 25%. This is your DJ sweep, your tension tool, your open the curtain move. Then add echo on the track 2, separate from the return. This is for quick throws without even touching sends. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback 20 to 40 and filter it. High pass around 300, low pass around 5 to 8k. Then a reverb for close space, not the huge wash. Decay about 1.2 to 3 seconds. Low cut 250 to 400. Then utilitied at the end for gain staging and mono checks. Keep headroom. Aim for Atmos main peaking around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Optional grit. If you want dust, add Redux very lightly for a 12-bit vibe. Or use Roar subtly. Keyword, subtly. If you annihilate the atmosphere, it stops being atmosphere and starts being a noisy lead. Before we start sending things into the returns, do a gain staging checkpoint. Pull raw clip gain down so that while auditioning, Atmos main sits around minus 18 to minus 12 dB RMS-ish. Then bring your returns up with sends. Dub space tends to sound better when it's fed gently. If you slam the delay and reverb, it turns into a fog machine you can't control. Now we build the session view palette. This is where the playbook really happens. On Atmos main, create a few clips, for example, a vinyl bed loop, 2 or 4 bars. Keep it low volume. Send it more to dark verb, less to delay. Then an 8-bar space pad with a moderate send to DUB delay. Then duplicate it to make space pad B, but filtered and moving differently. Then a vocal dust clip, 1 or 2 bars. Filtered, and this one can get the big delay throws. And maybe a metallic air texture, 2 bars, warped in texture mode with subtle movement. Now let's make these clips feel alive using clip envelopes. This is one of the most powerful beginner moves in Ableton, because it gives you motion without having to play anything. Click a clip, go to envelopes, choose the auto filter device, then frequency, draw a slow sweep over 2 to 8 bars. Then do envelopes for send A and send B. This is where the dub magic lives. For classic dub throws, spike send right at the end of a phrase. Think. Last 1/8 note of the bar, or last quarter note. The sound drops into delay and the tail carries into the next moment. Also feel free to gently automate track volume in the clip, so certain layers fade in like a mist rather than switching on like a light. If you want a very DJ-style trick, try pre-fader sends. In live, you can set a send to pre. That means you can pull the track volume down so the sound disappears but the delay keeps echoing out. That is pure dub mixer energy. Now we design scenes. Scenes are your arrangement plan in session view. Name them like this. Scene 1. Intro thin. Vinyl bed plus a light filtered pad. Scene 2. Intro wider. Add a second pad or a texture hit every 2 bars. Scene 3. Pre-drop tension. Filter rising, more delay throws, reverb swells. Scene 4. Drop support. This is important. The Atmos gets subtler here. Less reverb. Tighter filter, make room for drums and bass. Scene 5. Breakdown dub. Big reverb, slow sweeps, vocal dust. Scene 6. Build again. Pull some wash away and tighten up. And here's your arrangement anchor for DNB. Work in 16-bar blocks. Many drops land at bar 17 after a 16-bar intro, or bar 33 after a 32-bar intro. When you make scenes, think like, what changes every 8 bars and what changes every 16 bars? That's what makes it feel like a track. If you want session launching to feel even more automatic and tight, use follow actions for non-rhythmic ambience. For example, make 3 8-bar pad variations in a row, then set them to advance to the next after 8 bars. Now it evolves without you babysitting it. Okay, now the fun part, record your performance into arrangement. Hit the arrangement record button on the transport. Then in session view, launch scene 1 and let it run for 8 to 16 bars. Then scene 2 for another 8 to 16. Then scene 3 for 8 to 16. Then scene 4 for 16 to 32. While recording, perform, ride the auto filter cutoff. Do those send a spikes. Mute and unmute Atmos effects if you made it. If you mapped key parameters to macros, this becomes really playable. Then hit stop and switch to arrangement view. You'll see your clip launches and your automation printed as a real timeline. This is why this workflow is so good. You get the vibe of a jam, but you end up with an arrangement. Now do a quick cleanup pass. Consolidate sections so the timeline is clean. Trim reverb tails where you need intentional transitions, but don't kill the vibe. Usually you only need one or two automation lanes to make it feel professional. Filter cutoff and return send levels. Now we place atmosphere around the drums and bass. This is where a lot of beginners accidentally ruin their own drop. Rule of thumb: intro can be louder, wider, wetter. Drop should be quieter, darker, and tighter. Breakdown can bring the wash back. A really fast mix move is sidechain ducking. Put a compressor on Atmos main. Turn on sidechain and choose your drum boss, or kick and snare if you have them separated. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 5 to 30 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200. Aim for just 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to pump like house music. You're just making the breaks punch through while the atmosphere breathes around them. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because these are the exact things that make Atmos sound amateur. First, too much low end. Fix it with that EQ8 high pass, sometimes even higher than you think. Second, bright harsh reverb. Darken it with hybrid reverb EQ or a low pass around 6 to 10k. Third, atmosphere fighting the snare. You may need a gentle dip around 1 to 3k or sidechain to the snare. Fourth, everything wide all the time. Automate utility width so intro is wider and drop is narrower. And fifth, session clips that don't feel like a song. Fix it by committing to 16-bar logic and designing tension and release.